Hello, and welcome to the sixth ever Chimera Theater podcast.
Sixth?
Dynamite drop in, Nick. He's not the best podcaster in the world for nothing, folks.
We're back with another podcast, and today we have joining us Kelsey Lanier. Am I pronouncing that right? Lanier?
Yeah, Lanier.
Lanier, nice. Yeah.
Whoa. Cool. It's pulling French. Out the French.
Yeah.
It's fancy.
Thanks for coming on. How are you doing today?
Thank you for having me. I'm pretty good. Pretty good. It's a little chilly outside,
December.
You've set me up with some nice tea, so that's fixing it all.
That's what we're all about.
It's a little bit different this week, because usually we have four or five, six, I don't know, way too many people. But I think it's a little bit more
small group
a little
today.
More chill
a little
today.
Intimate.
Small, not energy
sweet,
drinks.
Sweet and small. I'm adapting the phrase sweet and short and sweet.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet.
Sweet ass.
And it's just going to be sweet and small. Concentrate.
Sweet and small.
This podcast from Concentrate.
You never want to be described as sweet and small. Anyway, so we asked Kelsey to be here today because, or tonight. We asked her to be here at now because this was supposed to be an improv troupe-centric podcast, a Freudian slip-centered. Mm-hmm. And, well, you're the only one that was available.
Yeah. It's because I have no
Pushed
life.
It back.
So.
Well, I mean,
outside
I was available
of this.
Too.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're here.
Yeah.
Yay.
Either this or pay $30 to go see Mary Poppins.
That would be awesome.
Or
I really
know
want to see
someone
that show.
In the cast and get a comp.
Yeah.
That
but
seems like the best way to go about it.
That's fair.
But, yeah, but then, like,
I've only been at Kamloops for 2 years now, so I don't know too many people besides you guys.
I love Mary Poppins, though.
Oh, it was such fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Dick Van Dyke was in the movie, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just to clarify, he was in the movie. He was not in the Kamloops play.
No, he's not in the Kamloops production,
really?
Just
Are
to be
sure?
clear. But
is he still alive?
Yeah,
is he?
Yes, he is.
He's like in his 80s or something, isn't he? Because he had, he had the Dick Van Dyke show, I know that. And that was what, in the 60s? 70s?
Something
in
like
the
that.
60s. Because Mary Tyler Moore was in that, too.
He's really damn old.
But he's still alive, I
yes.
swear to God.
Okay.
He's old as shit years old.
But he can still dance, I think.
Can he?
Oh. I think so.
Yeah.
I know the guys that did the original, step in time in the movie can still do it.
Oh, okay.
Well, I thought you were going to say,
okay.
I know the guys that did the original step in time. Like, calm down. And you still couldn't get a comp to see this one.
What are you doing here?
Okay, so we're going to get into talking about some improv stuff and some really businessy stuff. But first, as I always start out with new people, how did you get into theater? Kelsey, that's who I'm talking to.
It's not that interesting of a story, but
I doubt that.
It's kind of funny. Basically, the school that I went to, we didn't have a lot of theater and drama, but once I got into high school, we had this teacher. And she was super enthusiastic, and she gave us all these scripts, and she made us play all these games, and we did all these very short plays, and it just kind of got me super, super interested in it.
That's awesome.
And in my grade 8 year, I got into the school-wide play, which was called Just Another High School Play.
Oh, okay.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Was it an original piece, or...?
I don't think it was an original piece. Actually, no, I think it was an original piece because I remember the main role was very written for the two leads.
Oh.
Because they, stuffed her in a car or something. That was the whole bit. It's about these kids and they're putting on a play. But the teacher doesn't show up, so they take over. And in the end, our drama teacher comes out of the back of the auditorium and her hair is all messed up and she's like, "You had me locked in a car."
Yeah.
But
God, that was painfully meta.
Inspired by true events.
Really
or did it
not.
Inspire true events?
I really hope not. But
life imitates art.
Yeah, but after that, it just I kind of got the theater bug, and I kept going with it.
Grade 8. Grade 8, yeah, that's pretty, like, that's a good age.
It is like
to...
a disease, isn't it?
Yeah.
I got the, I got theater.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I mean,
man.
We were lucky enough that we didn't catch that until we were already in university.
Yeah.
But then, we were terminal yeah. cases with yeah. the theater bug.
I mean, like, I kind of jumped on the theater bandwagon when I was in grade 12, so, I mean, still in high school, but it's just later that, you know.
But, I mean, like, did you go to TRU with the intent of, like, I'm going to major in theater?
More or less.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because grade 12 is before university.
Okay. Well, I was lucky enough. Completely redact my entire statement.
Yeah. But, like, grade 8's, like, you know, pretty good. You know, you still have, like... Did you guys, at your high school, did you guys do a play every year? Or, like, every second year?
Funny story. We tried to do a play every year. That yeah. was originally how it went. But in the good old year of 2011, our school burnt down.
What?
Yeah. So our auditorium was completely gone.
It was so, burned to the ground?
Yeah.
The auditorium or
the whole school?
School.
Did they investigate Nickelback?
They didn't investigate Nickelback.
Brooke, sorry. Get off the podcast.
You want me to?
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Don't leave. Don't leave!
No, that's okay.
I'm lost
I'll
without you.
I'll just do it from over here.
The distance cast?
Yep. But, yeah. It's
Can you speak up?
Get back over here.
But, yeah, it burnt down, so we had nowhere to do theater for years and years, and then...
You don't have any like anywhere to do anything.
Yeah, because it was our school theater, but it was also our town auditorium.
Oh, man.
So,
Oliver? That was an Oliver.
Yeah, it was an Oliver.
Yeah.
So we had nothing.
You had no high school for...
We had what we called the trailer park,
yeah.
which was a row of portables, and yeah. and during the winter you'd slip on the ice, and then you'd get too hot in the summer, and...
Oh, that's
it was
awful.
Painful.
So how did you, like, did you guys do any theater after that? Or?
Well, we had our drama classes in the music room.
Yeah.
So, you know, we had to move around all
Which
the music.
Which was a portable, or was
it? It was like a cement building. That was the only part of the school that survived.
Because the whole rest of the school was built out of sticks?
I guess. It was also, like, it was, like, a little bit away from the school, but...
Oh
yeah,
oh,
a little bit.
You're just
well,
watching...
they had three schools. One was out of straw, one was out of sticks, and one was out of bricks.
True.
The first two burned down, but the third one—that's where everyone ended up.
Yeah. Now we have a school built of glass, and it's just perfect. But we had theater in our music room for a while. We had like very small Christmas plays because we have Christmas chaos. So every year the grade tens put on a Christmas play. So, it was very small compared to what I was used to, like, with what I'd seen in grade 8 and 9.
Yeah.
But, you know, in grade 12, we got our auditorium back, and we did The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, The Wizard of Oz. That's awesome.
It was super exciting.
Were you in that one?
Mm-hmm. I was,
What did you play?
I was the Scarecrow. I was the Scarecrow.
Nice.
And not only was I was the Scarecrow, I was also co-producing the play, because...
Co-producer.
Right?
Well.
You put money in?
Almost. I was doing work study, and my teacher was like, oh, well, do you want to, like, produce the play with me? And I'm like...
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's quite a title for
a
high school production.
My name was in the program, like, 5 times. I put it there 5 times.
So you
directed by Kelsey Lund.
Yeah.
Starring Kelsey Lund.
Yeah.
Executive produced by Kelsey Lund.
Props made Kelsey Lund. Yeah.
Yeah. Props
first
too.
Gaffer.
Yeah.
Kelsey
props. Scripts. Like we did some illegal
first AD.
Edits.
What?
Right. We took some of the newer songs and put them in one of the newer songs.
Newer songs.
Nice. Yeah, the new Andrew Lloyd Webber one.
Mm-hmm.
He has like 2 or 3 new songs or whatever. More than 2 or 3. What am I joking? Talking about?
What am I joking?
I think I'm joking. But we put in a song because one of our actresses, she's like a trained opera singer.
Wow.
Yeah. So she's like, I need to have my moment, even though she was Auntie M. So
she needs to have her moment.
Yeah. So you know, we're like, okay. Here's a song, so it was the best part of the play, I'm not gonna lie.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. But,
cool.
Yeah.
So
we won't
your...
tell anyone. Yeah. Hey, Josh, Andrew, and Dushan, you guys can't tell anybody.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Pod.
There, Dushan, Andrew, and Josh are our active listeners.
Yeah.
And Melissa.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I think Eric's gonna listen to it.
Yeah,
I told him about it.
Yeah, Brittany might.
They're very,
She'll listen to it because I'm gonna make her.
I'm gonna make Ashley listen to this, be like, hey.
Sorry, what I was trying to draw your attention to was that the chain fell into my tea, so now I can't get the stuff out. So I just... It's like that, you know when you get a Guinness? A can of Guinness, and it has that... What's it called? That little ball in it?
Ball? What the hell are you talking about? Ball?
There's a little ball in the can that does something that I can't remember what, and I can't remember what its name is.
Oh, is it like that Japanese drink that you can get in Superstore, and it has like a little glass ball or something?
Talking about like sake?
No, it's like
Japanese word for wine, Nick.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can get it in Superstore, and it's a little glass bottle, and you like pop the little glass ball into it, and it like carbonates it.
I think that might be something similar, yeah. It's like a little marble type
thing.
I've never heard of that.
No.
Huh. It's like $2 in Superstore.
It must be like something to affect the carbonation somehow, or to like stabilize it so it doesn't blow up everybody in the room. Mm-hmm.
But it just gets in the fucking way.
It does, yeah. Doesn't it?
And it's strange that... How old are you?
I'm 19.
Okay, good. So you are allowed to know that. About wine and such.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's strange that like the one guy that doesn't really drink and hates beer is the one to know that thing.
I have no idea. I've been drinking, like... I love Guinness, but... I mean, whenever I order... Like,
those big Guinness, cans. Like, the big...
Okay.
Like, energy drink cans.
I think I haven't had... Guinness. Never had a can of Guinness, but I've had, like, many pints of Guinness, just, like, in a glass or whatever, but...
Like, in pubs or just at home, and you have, like, a tap?
Either,
a tap of Guinness.
Yeah.
Huh. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, thanks,
and man. You learned something today, Dushan, Josh, and Andrew.
So did you do plays in elementary school also? Like, did you do... I did Charlotte's Web when I was in high school. When I was in elementary school.
Yeah. No, our school was very poor.
Yeah.
The only thing we had that kind of compensated for that was we were visited every year by something called Missoula Children's Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have that too?
Yeah. Missoula.
Yeah, Missoula. Yeah. So, you know, they'd have their little red truck come in and...
Their t-shirts and all that.
Yeah, I have like three of them. But, yeah, they'd come in on Monday and everyone in the school would go down and audition and then you'd get cast that day.
Yeah. Yeah, do auditions and you get cast the same day that they come in.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's no waiting.
No.
I remember how many I was in I was in all of they came to our school
when
I
produced those too.
I wish. No, I think I was in all of the ones that I auditioned for, except for my first one, which was in grade 3 or 4 or something like that.
Yeah.
It really hurt.
It hurt.
Like, I remember going home and crying.
Oh, man. Yeah, those are pretty heartbreaking. Because, like, you go in that morning, like, with such hope and, like, eagerness. Like, yeah, you're going to do, like, Missoula Theater. And then you go home, like, you go home that afternoon and you're, like, crushed.
Right.
Yeah,
but
especially at that age,
I remember those.
You're not
like,
prepared to deal with that type of rejection.
I remember, like you're just depressed.
Like you know, like some certain people at 23. But anyways, we didn't. It depended on who was running the drama at my elementary school to see if we even had like a spring play.
Yeah,
we had Christmas plays every year. Mm-hmm. Christmas concerts. We were so excited for those.
Right?
Yeah,
and when we got to grade 7, the person running it was like, I don't feel like doing both. So instead, we're just going to do a spring play.
Oh.
And we all went, what the fuck? We want to do a Christmas concert. We've been looking forward to this for 7 goddamn years.
Jingle your fucking bells.
You're also like 10 years old, though.
Well,
all right?
Well, grade 7. I was 11.
It's more
or 12.
I don't know. I didn't swear when I was 11.
It's more like, what the frick?
No, I...
What the fuck?
What the gosh darn? Aw, shucks.
What the poop?
You're a doofus. Whoa!
I remember those auditions too, like the Missoula. I mean, I thought it was such BS also, like, because, like they didn't audition you based on, like, any of your acting, you know.
Remember when you said we're not allowed to talk shit about anyone? Do they exist anymore?
Oh, yeah. They did it at our school, like, this year.
Okay.
It still goes
talk
every
shit.
Year.
Talk all the shit.
Yeah.
But I remember,
based
like,
down the states.
I remember the auditions were, like, you do jumping jacks and you do like,
yeah,
I don't know, based on whatever
it was, basically
cool thing you could do.
It was basically, hey, can you read these lines?
Cause
great.
Because they were quite physical too,
can
like
you,
the auditions.
I remember one audition. It was for King Arthur's quest, and it was for the role of Taliesin the Bard.
Yeah.
So they lined all the girls who they thought could sing up in a line, and the line was, listen to this, la 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 la. Every one of the girls was like, listen to this, la la la, really, really nicely. And then I just came in, like, guns blazing, super loud, really obnoxious, and they're like, you.
You.
Yeah.
Whoever's the loudest.
It's also, it's not just who can do it the best, it's who has the confidence, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Especially at that age.
Yeah.
Because you notice, and it's usually, like, the quote-unquote cool kids mm-hmm. that get cast in the big roles. Why? Because they have the confidence
yeah.
to do that.
They're just, like,
whereas,
yeah, louder.
Whereas, you know, the... Yeah. The Brooks. I don't know what you were in elementary
The Brooks
school.
And the Knicks.
You, and the Knicks. Yeah,
yeah,
we get to be like farmer, Mesopotamian farmer two.
Farmer number three.
I was Munchkin and Thespian in my last two Missoula ones. So.
Munchkin and Thespian.
Muskin.
Muskin.
How much tea have you had?
Not that much.
Too much. Oh, yeah. God.
I'm sorry.
Munchkin and Thespian.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very weird rendition
awesome.
Of Wizard
yeah.
of the Oz.
Like, when
Wizard
I did...
Wizard.
I remember,
clearly I've had too much tea already.
I remember when I auditioned for Charlotte's Web. And auditioning for Charlotte's Web was like... I was auditioning for the role of Sheep in Charlotte's Web. And it was me and my, two other friends. And they... Like, the teacher came over to us and she had a clipboard. She was like... Okay, do a and try to do that the best you can. Both of my friends did it, no problem. She got to me and I was just like, bah.
No, you didn't just go, bah.
Bah.
You weren't just your clown.
No. That's what my clown says, but.
You didn't wear
I
those
just,
sweatpants,
I just went
did
like,
you?
I just went like, bah. And she was like, all right, I think you'd be good for farmer number three. And I was like, well, I was
just reading through the script. There's only two farmers.
Like, I wasn't mad because, like, I didn't get cast. I mean, I got cast in the show because, like, it was your class. Like, everybody did it. But I was just mad because my two friends had got cast as the two sheep. And then I was hopefully going to be cast as the third sheep. And all three of us would be sheep together. But I was just like... This is bullshit. I don't want to be farmer
sheep,
number three.
Sheep shit.
Yeah. This is bullshit.
Yep.
This is wool shit.
Oh!
Guys, I did it. I fucking nailed it.
And we're done here.
But then when I saw the script, I realized that I was happier in the end being the farmer because I actually had a line, whereas my two friends, like, they just said, bah, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, hey, you guys get to...
It's fun to hang out with your friends, though, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And just screw around.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Couple things. One, you were mentioning all of her titles in that one show. Oh, associate producer or assistant producer?
Co-producer.
Co-producer.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
that's on an even level right there. Mm-hmm. Gaffer, best boy, electrician. You were all of
yep.
these. You were also in Chimera Theater, as we just found out yesterday.
Yeah.
Our theater publicist or something like that.
Yes, apparently
yes.
so.
Yes. So,
yep.
Shed some light on that. How much do you know what you're
going to
be doing?
Basically, what I know I'm going to be doing is setting up and sending out the newsletters for, I think, every month. So
yeah.
Cooper is going to, you know, send me, this is what I want it to say, and then I'll make it look pretty and send it out to whatever list he has me set up with.
And you'll proofread it.
So you're going to be setting up the newsletter.
Yeah.
And then sending that out. You're going to be sending that out to everyone who's subscribed to the email list as well?
Yes. Yes,
cool.
That's from what I know, that's what I will be doing.
Yeah. So you may be working with us, multimedia as well.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Because Brooke and I are co-directors of the multimedia department of Chimera.
Yeah.
Oh, that
so,
website.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's right. Well, I mean, we're not co-producers like you, but, I mean, we're working our way up.
Yeah, we only
yeah.
have...
Give
I only
us
have,
a,
like,
give us a
two
break.
Titles. We're not,
yeah.
we're not even
break.
On your level yet.
Right?
Yeah, so that's awesome. That'll be exciting, hey?
Yes,
yeah.
super exciting.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to mention, I had took a couple seconds there because I completely forgot what it was. Speaking of dicking around, there wasn't a lot of that when we filmed our Christmas special.
No. We filmed our Chimera Theater Christmas special of 2015 just a few days ago, and that was tons of fun, and I thought it went
God,
really, really
it
well.
Was, Yeah. We got done, what, like 2 hours, hour and a half before we were supposed to?
Yep.
Yeah.
I had planned it out
so
that
we
would.
More than we needed.
That's right. Yeah, we got tons of stuff. We were like super on point. Everybody was on point and like super funny. And I was so pleased with how it went. Like, I thought we were going to take, you know, go until like 11 p.m. or something like that. But, you know, we got it all done. We got everything that we wanted. And then we had extras too. So, like, we had time to play and like time to.
We didn't do too much dicking around. Yeah. As
we did the right amount.
As a group, we are known to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although I will say there. There's a couple amazing moments with some spilled eggnog.
That's right. Yeah, stay tuned. There'll be those of you guys who are listening to stay tuned. We'll be putting out the Christmas special soon, and then a bloopers video will be coming out eventually as well. So keep your eye on that.
Oh god, I hope there's a behind the scenes of the second one, because like we didn't get the first spill.
Yeah,
we didn't record that.
No,
and then I think Bex was like, you know, I'm just gonna, just in case. Because we were like, he's not going to do a stupid thing twice in a row.
Yeah.
And then he did.
He did. Yeah, he took a few takes.
Just his look of disappointment. Like, I missed again.
Yeah. Anyway, that was tons of fun. And we'll definitely be doing that again.
Of course, that should definitely be a yearly thing. Depending on holidays, we could even expand on it.
Yeah.
But cool. That is not set in stone. Don't hold me to my word.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's time to start another round of, what did I call it? The Room versus Nick Gulich. And the room consists of me and Kelsey. So he's got too much power.
Okay.
Also alternatively titled One Word Story. Nick is just an asshole.
Okay. If you listen to the last podcast, like, you'll know what we're talking about when we say that our last one-word stories just went, like, way out of whack. And I have no regrets because those were tons of fun.
Yo.
I love the way that, like, the direction that, you know, one-word stories can go is just so much fun.
Because everyone's got input.
Yeah.
So, Nick, why don't you start us off?
Once.
Upon.
A.
Time.
There.
Lived.
A.
Small.
Orange.
Gnome.
Named.
Roger.
Pumpernickel.
Roger.
Pumpernickel.
Had.
To.
Go.
And.
Deliver.
His.
Other.
Package.
To.
People.
In.
The
forest.
Damn it!
It
consisted
largely
of
various
types
of
mushrooms.
Roger
walked
around
in
the
forest.
Yellow. Oh, what am I? What?
What the fuck? Nick, you're a prick.
I don't know, man. I'm just like.
Well, I mean, forest green, forest yellow. It's autumn.
Even you were disappointed in you. On that
I was disappointed in me.
Okay. Walked around the forest yellow.
For.
His.
Own.
Enjoyment.
Instead.
Of.
Delivering.
The.
Package.
Yay!
Woo!
High fives all around.
All right. No!
Ow, that actually hurt my hand.
You fool.
I'm sorry. Spiked it. And, as we usually do, and by usually I mean last time and now this time, we are going to do... Sorry, I'm far away. A round of Enter the 36 Questions.
Yeah.
Care to enlighten me?
Enter the 36 Questions.
We have 36 questions,
okay.
Split into six groups. Six groups of six.
Okay.
Yeah. So what happens is...
So you roll
is,
once, and that gives you your group.
Okay.
And then you roll again, and that gives you your question, and you have to answer it.
Okay.
So why don't you start us off? You have the die, Nick.
We're using an electronic roller because I don't have a die, and it's easier.
An electronic die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Three.
All right.
And six.
What's one thing you've always wanted but never got?
I think that's difficult. Probably, I really don't know. Probably one thing that I want that I haven't gotten is a role in a big musical. That's what I want.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because never got a chance to audition for one. So
they didn't do those in Oliver?
No. Mm. I mean, Missoula was kind of a musical, yeah. but like it was like the Wizards of the West. Like it wasn't. It
yeah.
wasn't.
Yeah, we we never did any either.
Yeah.
In high school.
Wesley keeps talking about putting on a musical, and I'm like, please. But.
But you did Wizard of Oz.
I did Wizard of Oz.
And that was kind of.
Kind of.
A musical?
But. No. I mean,
couldn't you while away the hours? Conferring with the flowers?
Consulting with the rain.
Did you consult with the rain?
Yeah. And
what did it say?
They told me that I need to look into myself more and just really question the meaning of why I'm here some days.
Wow, thanks, Rain.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Not you, Rain Wilson. All right.
I mean, something bigger than high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because high school's good and all, but, you know.
Yeah, fair enough. Or just being able to put on one of those big musicals.
Yeah.
Having the capabilities. You need a cast of hundreds, but.
Yeah. I mean, like, something towards that is what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
not like, oh, all of your friends in high school. Like.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Yeah.
All right.
Or a pony.
Oh, God, that got me.
So all of that or a pony?
Basically.
Okay.
I was going to tell you, it didn't necessarily have to be theater related, but then...
Yeah. That was great. All right, so I'm going to roll for myself here, and I'm going to...
Oh, I was giving you that
roll
for me.
Oh, wait, it's your turn. Okay.
The camera's
rolling for you.
Yeah.
One and four. So, what is a song... Brooke, your phone fell asleep.
Oh, no.
How do you...
Wake up.
Wake up, phone.
Please.
I don't know the question.
Yes, wake up.
All right. What is a song you know all the words to? Demonstrate to a reasonable extent.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. There's some that I think I know, but then there's parts that are, you know, But I guess the one that I know all the words to is We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel.
That's impressive.
Oh, I guess Demonstrate to a reasonable extent. Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Joe DiMaggio, Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, Television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe.
I like that song. Oh, man.
Rosenberg's H-Bomb, Sugar Ray, Panmunjom, Brando, The King and I, and The Catcher in the Rye, Eisenhower vaccine, England's got a new queen, Marciano, Liberace, Santa Anna, goodbye. And I think that's good enough, the first verse. I think that's proof enough that I know that song way too well.
You said earlier, you're like, I don't know if I know all the lyrics very well.
No, not to that song, to other songs.
Oh.
This is like the one that I know every single word to.
Yeah, yeah. That's fantastic.
It's impressive.
Very good. That's a great song.
You're welcome.
It's one of the ones I want to learn.
Yeah. It's, you just gotta sit there with the lyrics and memorize a list
yeah.
of shit.
I think we had like the karaoke channel on our TV, and I would sit there and...
Am I reading my own question now?
I'll read it.
Hold on. I gotta...
That or Rapper's Delight?
Rapper's.
It's like,
a rapper.
Right. It's my goal.
Rapper.
Roar.
All right, my turn. Four and four.
Tell us about the worst punishment you had as a child.
The worst punishment I've had as a child... I remember one time where I got smacked pretty good. I was probably maybe 12 or something, but I got smacked pretty good when I said piss in front of my mom. Yeah.
She doesn't listen to this, does she?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, good.
She'd probably be...
So many smacks.
That's right, yeah.
Can you send smacks to the internet?
Like, I was like... What was happening was we were at the old house, like, back in the day, one of my first houses that I ever lived in, and my mom was standing in the doorway, like, she was chatting me up, like, we're talking about something, and I go, I'm just dancing on the spot, and I go, could you excuse me, I have to piss, and she was like, what? And then I got smacked pretty good. She had the decency to let me go to the bathroom first, and then she's like, young man, as soon as you get out of there, as soon as you finish, you're getting smacked. So I was like...
It wasn't a re... Like, she was deliberately like, when he gets out, I'm going to give him a smack.
That's right. So, like, I'm going to the bathroom because I know it's going to come.
It's going to come.
I know it's going to happen because, like, I'm just shaking, you know? Yeah.
So you're shaking, like, did it get all over the seat? Or?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like I'm shaking because I'm like...
Like when you shook a hose as a kid.
Like from my impending doom, you know? I'm not sure if that's, like, the worst punishment, but it's definitely...
It's always worse than the actual smack is like the, oh, God, I know that they're mad.
You know what's going to...
They're going to...
Yeah. And they use your full name, too.
Or they're going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
They're just going to be disappointed. And it's like, oh, there goes my inheritance.
Yeah. Did your mom have trouble pronouncing your last name?
No. She married my dad. I think
her last name.
No. No, that's true.
Nick Gilbert Godfrey.
How do you pronounce it? Gulage. Thanks, Susan.
Nikki-gi. Let's go with that.
Nitch, come on.
Nitch Gulage.
All right. That's a good round. Yeah, we'll have another one of those later.
That was Enter the Three. Yes?
Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
I'll try not to be anyway. So deep and...
No, it's fine.
That's the part of it, is you can be as deep or, you know, deep as you want.
Shallow.
It's just when someone asks you one thing, like, that you've always wanted, you're like what have I wanted?
And you gave two.
Gave two. It's true.
Some amazing thing or a pony if I can't get into a musical.
It's true.
I'll settle for a pony if I can't get, like, my number one thing.
Ponies!
I've rode a few horses in my lifetime.
Ponies.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I went to a horseback riding camp once.
Fun.
Also a Christian camp, so it was... there was good and bad.
I totally did that, too. Not a camp. It was like a week-long retreat or whatever.
It was a week-long... It was a summer camp, but...
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, we just went to a park every day, and we sang safari-themed Christian songs.
Safari?
Okay. No. You gotta demonstrate this.
I don't remember them. I was so little, but I... really remember it was all safari themed, it was Christian themed, and the last day they were giving out prizes, and so they had all of our names in a bowl.
It was Noah's Ark?
No, it was like in the jungle, kind of like safari, but they had all of our names in a bowl.
The jungle, the mighty jungle, Jesus sleeps tonight.
That might have been one of the songs.
With those words?
It's just regular like animal songs that you know, but replaced with Jesus.
No one's going to get that joke, but I loved it. Jesus Christ.
Basically.
Yeah.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. So, the other reason we brought you here, the original one, was because you were also, along with myself and eight others,
yes,
you were also part of our improv troupe, the Freudian Slips.
Yes, I am.
Now, I was not at the audition.
I noticed that.
Sorry. I got in. Nepotism, guys. I heard that you sort of held court over the questions arena.
I like to think so, yes.
Yeah.
I like to think so.
Well, no, you did. You did. Are you also as good at no questions?
Were you there the one day at rehearsal?
Because
I remember
I come after work, so I'm a little tired.
I remember we played No Questions once, and it got to me and Dan. And our...
Oh, right, yeah, guys went for like...
We went on the beach.
For about 5 minutes.
Yeah, and I couldn't swim, and then he was going to teach me. And then it like completely...
And then it got really dark, didn't it?
It completely destroyed our relationship.
Oh, no. What's your favorite? This is actually one of the 36 questions. So if you get it, we won't use it. What's your favorite improv game?
Oh, it has to be questions. Yeah. Questions or no questions. It's basically the games that I'm good at are my favorite.
Well, that's the thing. Like I love Alphabet, and no one else likes
Alphabet.
Right?
I really like Alphabet. I think I like questions a little more than Alphabet.
Because Alphabet, you know when it's going to end, so you know when you can wind it down. I also like if I was good enough, I would love to do like. Irish drinking song.
Yeah,
or,
right.
Or ones like that.
Yeah.
Or greatest hits.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that we're doing sort of that.
Yeah, the one time with the movie reviews where it ended up being a musical, that was...
Well, it's also...
It's almost...
Movie
it.
Review is sort of a takeoff on greatest
yeah.
hits. It's the same thing, but with movies instead of a
yeah.
greatest hits album.
Yeah.
But I love that kind of thing.
Yeah.
If we were... when we get good enough, not if, when we get good enough, we are doing those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd also
or Hoedown. Hoedown.
Yeah. I also think Scenes from a Hat would be super funny if we got really good, really good suggestion.
No, but I mean, that's all improv. It's just practice. You got to keep doing it, doing it, and then eventually you get to a point where you're fully relaxed when you're up there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I heard once. This is actually about stand-up comedy, but from a stand-up comedian that you're not fully comfortable on stage.
Oh yeah, no.
Until you've done it at least 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
Until you've gone on stage for like a 5 or 3 minute set. At least 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're reasonably at ease. Because before that, you're nervous. It's the same thing with improv. Unless you've done it for, like, years, it's going to be nerve-wracking, and you're going to have moments where you flounder or freeze up. It happens.
Yeah.
And it's one of the most nerve-wracking things as an actor. Because, you know when you forget a line, and you're just like,
yeah.
I've cursed a lot in this podcast. I have no fucking clue what I'm supposed to say.
Yeah.
It's, like, that's improv.
Mm-hmm.
It's... Every scene is, I don't know.
Not knowing, yeah.
Yeah, it's a rush.
So it makes it kind of, fun and, super intriguing, though. Like, that's what draws a lot of people to improv is because you never know what's going to happen. And, it could go one direction, it could go another direction. Like, you can kind of have an idea, where it might go, the trajectory. But, yeah, that's true.
They're more forgiving because, it doesn't matter how ridiculous your character is or how bad your accent is.
Yeah.
In some people's cases, like mine. But people are willing to look past that because, you just came up with that right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As long as you make it entertaining or interesting to watch.
Yeah, not at all what happened at our pageants. It's not at all
what happened at your pageant?
No, it's just people are very forgiving.
Just like
people
are under the rug. No, you got to tell this story now.
Because
I'm assuming the worst if you don't continue.
Well, it's just because people are very forgiving with improv.
Yeah.
So, they're like, oh, it's okay or whatever. But as soon as you get up on stage and they're like, here is your impromptu question. The judges are writing down for how long you pause and how long you have to think and how many ums and stutters you have. And
really?
Yeah.
And that's
sucks.
For... Yeah, because you do the ambassador thing. Or did?
I did. I did it in my grade 12 year, and this past summer I ran for BC's.
So what did that entail?
It's a lot of volunteering, a lot of raising money... A lot of, promoting yourself. You have to put together two speeches, one about your town and one on any topic that you like. Mine was theater.
What? No.
Right?
Shocker.
Yeah, but...
If you're just listening to this and haven't watched, you aren't able to appreciate that Nick has gone to the bathroom.
I guess
you pieced out on that conversation.
I was hoping that I could just
did you think I was gonna let that happen? Have you met me?
I had to go, man. I was
no, I get it.
I was just gonna
we
let
were
you guys
in our
talk.
Conversation, and it was 3 minutes you were gone.
Yeah.
Or I don't know how long. You might have to go back and check audience.
Wait until you can hear the shuffling.
Yeah. It was just oh, Nick's taking a break. He thinks I'm not going to call attention to it. Nick is wrong.
Damn it.
How's the tea?
Delicious.
Yeah. Who made it?
Me.
Whose tea? No, whose tea is it?
Me. Just kidding.
No, the brand.
Teavana.
Teavana? Okay.
Sponsorship.
So yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's if you guys want to...
Send me money.
They're amazing. Yeah.
Shout out to tea.
Shout out to dried leaves and fruit.
Right. Shout out to the other 25 letters of the alphabet, too.
Yes.
So no one's left out.
Shout out to tea. I drink with jam and bread.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So while we're on the subject of improv, even though we were on the subject of tea. While we're on the subject of improv, we have an improv show coming up this Well, I guess this coming Saturday for us. I don't know what it'll be for you, audience.
The first one is on Saturday, December 12th.
Yes.
And that will be happening...
once a month. It's on our Facebook page, and it's on the posters, the dates are.
Once a month until April.
This one? Yeah. Yes. This one, I believe, is taking place... This one's definitely taking place at Actors Workshop Theater.
Yes.
And then... The next ones will be at the Tronchiel Stage House.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, more of a, I think just more of a laid back, like, bar comedy show atmosphere. Because I think that's more our style.
Yeah.
Especially for improv.
Yeah. Because
putting it in, like, a big auditorium is kind of.
It's very intimidating, very professional.
But yeah, it just, like, I feel like it's.
Different energy,
it's not
you know?
A.
Yeah.
Not that. Yeah. It's AWT less, is a bad space.
Oh, yeah, no, it's, like, I totally get, like, the audience sitting down with food is very different to them, like, paying for a seat and sitting there and staring at you.
Well, like, sitting at a table with a drink is one,
Yeah, it's just a different vibe, you know?
And that's, like, we want, we want have people to drink.
You
want to
have, like, the right show for the right venue.
Responsibly.
Responsibly.
Drink responsibly, please.
Call a cab.
Yeah, don't be dumb, chew some gum. No, wait, that was an anti-smoking poster that my friend made. No, I knew it was an anti-something, but... Damn it.
Don't drink, just chew gum. Don't chew gum and drive.
Maybe.
It's distracting. I mean, I can't, like, chew and drive at the same time. And think. I have to do all three of these?
Are you
Jesus.
Kidding me?
That's why people fail.
Let's do another one-word story.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys want to do another one? Okay. You start, Kelsey.
All right. There
was
a
village
on
the
hills.
This
village
had
70
chiefs
who
didn't
know
how
to
run
a
village.
This
village
wasn't
successful.
Village.
Because
all
of
the
chiefs
disagreed
on
hat
protocols.
One
day
the
village
hat maker
decided
he
was
going
to
invent
another. Nope.
Nope, you can't do it. Another. Here, I'll do it.
Okay. Type
of
hat
that
would
unite
the
chiefs. Is it chiefs?
Chiefs.
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 Chiefs. Chiefs. They're not leaves. It's autumn. All the chiefs are falling off the trees.
Fallen chiefs.
So.
This
hat maker
put
his
skills
to
use
and
finally
created
the
headdress
to
the
what?
Headdress to the
chiefs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. All right, guys. That was really nice.
Oh, well.
And there's 70 of them.
That's a lot.
I was going for residents.
Oh.
I was like, God, there's too many dicks on the dance floor.
There's too many chiefs.
Yeah.
Too many chiefs.
Nothing would get done.
Too many chiefs in the village.
They disagreed on everything.
Like, there's more chiefs than other residents.
Yeah. Like, when you come in, you get, like, the ceremonial necklace, and they're like, you're a chief now.
So there's a constituent of, like, they have zero. Most chiefs have, like, no people voting for them.
Mm-hmm. Everyone votes for themselves, and they're like, well, that's fine. I got a vote. You got a vote. We're both chiefs.
Interestingly, that's what the cardinals do when they aren't ready to elect a new pope. Just everyone votes for themselves.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, I don't want this. Fuck it. They probably don't say that, but...
They probably do.
They go, huh?
So, as usually follows our one-word stories, Nick, you've been very good. So, why don't you start us off with 36 questions?
All right.
Oh my god, okay. Actually, so...
Tell us the news.
TJ and Coop, this evening, met with the mayor and city council of Sun Peaks. and the project has been approved.
Hey.
So we're doing Sun Peaks this summer. But that's awesome for us.
Yeah.
And as Andrew says, yay, go Chimera.
Yay, go Chimera, indeed.
Boom.
Boom. That's awesome.
Practice makes perfect, and Chimera makes awesome things happen.
If you haven't been following along what's going on with Sun Peaks...
Punseeks?
Yes. With Sun Peaks, what's happening is we're taking a show up to Sun Peaks, and we get to perform it for 2 months. So, yeah, that's super exciting. Next summer, we're going to be doing something up at Sun Peaks, so
yeah.
Stay tuned for that. This is going to be tons and tons of fun.
Tunnels of fun.
Yeah, I'm going to be. Woo! I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, I think we're all really stoked.
Yep.
And I'm even more so now.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Nick, you've been really good. Why don't you start us off with Enter the 36 Questions?
Enter the 36 Questions. Two and three.
Shit, hold on.
What?
To read that, I had to get out of the questions.
Two and three.
What is your favorite way to spend a day?
What's my favorite way to spend a day? I think my favorite way to spend a day is knowing that I had gotten stuff done. Like, and not only that, like, had a good time doing it, too. And it's, like, it's important to me that, like, I get stuff done, but it's also that I feel good about doing it. Like, knowing that I can end the day feeling that I had, like, my entire day had gone the way that I had planned it to go, or the way, like, that it had gone the best possible outcome that I could have gotten out of it. Like, not a moment wasted.
Yeah.
That's my favorite way to spend a day. Not a moment wasted.
Yeah. No, you know? That's yeah. Completely fair.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I think there's two good days. Like, there's that, and then there's the, I have nothing to do today, and it's great.
Yeah.
Those days are also good.
Yeah,
like...
No, I get it. It's...
Mm-hmm.
It's you want to know that you're contributing to something.
Yeah, yeah.
And working,
like,
towards something, yeah. And that you put a solid dent in it today.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
when I really
we have
like
a meeting.
I really like that feeling, but I like the feeling more that I didn't waste the day. Like, whether that means just saying, like, staying in bed and just, like, watching TV or whatever.
I
like
love that.
Like, you know, even that is just like, if I feel like I haven't wasted the day, then yeah.
I accomplished staying in bed
that's
and watching TV.
That's
guys.
Right. Yeah.
Or, like, I don't know, you're playing a video game and you get really far.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way to spend
achievement.
The day, too.
I don't know, yeah.
Achievement.
Yeah.
Right?
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, my whole summer was spent beating Borderlands, so...
Wow, really?
Right?
That's
yeah.
One or two?
Two and pre-sequel.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, I got a whole bunch of expansion packs. Super
Ooh.
Awesome.
Have you ever played Rage?
No.
I've played Rage.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I owned it at one point, I think... One of my friends might have it. Randy, if you're listening to this,
give him back his game.
I want that and Red Faction back.
Red Faction's fun.
Oh my god, just going through a city
fashion stuff, yeah.
And with a sledgehammer, it's like,
yeah.
A fully destructible environment.
Oh, nice.
Completely,
yeah,
like,
so.
Yeah, it's so cool.
And it's pretty realistic too. Like, I'm amazed that they got that level of
good particle physics
destruction.
Yeah,
yeah, it's,
yeah.
It's awesome.
Very nice.
But Rage, anyway, the reason I brought it up was because it's very similar to Borderlands,
okay.
Except it's like a more realistic
yeah.
version.
Mm. You see, I think I like the cartooniness.
Well, no,
of
exactly.
Yeah,
I was gonna say
like,
Rage is almost worse because it's kind of like I liked it. It was fun. Mm. It was easy to play, but it was kind of bland.
Yeah.
Yeah,
not like
Borderlands.
Not
was very,
like Lands.
Cell shading.
Not like Lands. Yeah. Borderlands.
The Borderland.
There was no order in Rage. It was just bland.
Yeah.
Wasn't Borderland.
Border bland.
Right.
Okay. All right.
All right, Brooke, it's your turn for Enter the 36 Questions.
Is that yours?
I don't know.
Whose turn is it?
We've been going around
oh,
this
okay.
way, so it doesn't matter to me.
Clockwise, then. Kelsey, your turn.
Yeah.
Cool.
You got a 3 and a 5.
Oh, no. Describe your first kiss.
Oh, I have a story for this one.
Yeah.
I think we all do, but
oh.
Go ahead.
Right, so I had this acting partner, this past semester. And,
okay.
And, the thing was, this kid didn't want to be an actor. He was in the class so that he could figure out how our generation worked.
Was he like an older guy?
Yeah. Well, like,
was
not...
Was he kind of a douchebag, dude?
Oh, completely. I
think I know this guy.
He wears a red hoodie all the time and one hat all the time or whatever.
Yep, okay.
Yep.
I had a couple classes and this guy was an idiot.
100%. Grade A douche. Anyway, we got the scene. We got the Heidi Chronicles. It's with Scoop and Heidi.
I did that one.
Yeah. So in the end, you know, Heidi and Scoop have to kiss. Mm-hmm. But we had never rehearsed the kiss because he insisted that I had to fall in love with him at the end of the scene because he watched it on YouTube, and that's how it went. And I went, no, first of all, you're not supposed to watch it on YouTube. You're supposed to make up your own character interpretation. That's why we write an analysis.
Yeah.
But he was just a pain to work with. He sent me a lot of rude texts. He told me I was a waste of time.
Yeah, no, this sounds exactly like the guy yeah. that I know.
Yeah, but anyway, it got to performance day. He dropped his lines, he forgot a whole chunk, he messed himself up, whatever, and then he goes in for the kiss. And my head is, you know, parallel to his.
Yep.
And he turns his head horizontal. So, like, our lips are doing, like, a cross.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so he, like, gives me a peck, and then he starts, like, laughing and apologizing. And I'm like, is this really how my first kiss is gonna go? I guess so.
Stage kisses are terrible.
I'm so sorry.
There's nothing less hot than a stage kiss.
Especially one with someone who doesn't know.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
There's, like... I was waiting for the moment, like, oh, this story's gonna get better, and, like, it's just all of us.
No,
just,
that just, like, was all a downward shit. Spiral.
I mean, there was kind of a happy ending. He dropped out of the class after after his one feedback with Wesley, yeah. and he walked out of the room. It wasn't even a bad feedback. I was in the room with him.
No, it's the guy I'm thinking of, he was not good at taking criticism. I was thinking about him today for no reason. I'm like, oh, God, that guy.
Right?
That
guy,
yeah.
Yeah.
Assuming it is the same guy.
Oh, it probably is. Like, anyway, yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's all good.
That's terrible.
Yeah. First but, one, too. Yeah. That's your first kiss.
Yeah. But, I mean, hey, it can't get any worse from here.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm curious. Nick, what was yours like?
Mine, it was one of those kiss, like, okay, it was at the summer camp. And, nice. Summer camp, yeah, like, good, you know.
It's good old.
And, it was at a slow dance. And she, it was actually kind of magical because, like, she was looking, like, she was looking into my eyes. I was looking back into her eyes. Quizzically.
Yeah, because how old were you?
I was 16.
We have no fucking clue what's going on.
She's looking at me, like, rather intently and, like, expectantly, right?
And you're just looking, and, going, what?
I'm like, what are you looking at? Is there something on my face?
What is going on in your head?
Should I get punch? Like,
I'm probably thinking about, like, food or something or whatever.
In a completely different place.
Yeah, right. So it's at the slow dance, we're dancing, and she just, like, she asked me first, like, so how about this other girl who's at this summer camp, and this other girl, and I had spoken, like, 4 times ever, and she was like, so how about this other girl? I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, no, it's nothing, like,
about
whatever,
to be in a threesome?
There's nothing, and she goes, okay, and then she just goes in for it, she just goes in and kisses me. And it probably was about 2 seconds long, but it lasted it felt like it lasted like 10 or 15 because we're in the middle of this, like, slow dance and there's people everywhere. So it felt like, you know, obviously it felt like forever. So I break away and then I just feel fuzzy because it's awesome. But that was my first one. My first makeout, I want to add quickly, like, my first makeout
all right.
was with the same girl.
Nice.
Okay,
because we had started hanging out that summer.
You maintained it.
Yeah, like, we started hanging out, and, like, we, you know, saw each other over the summer and stuff after that. And it was, like, it was the complete opposite of it. It was just, like, weird and awkward, and, like, it was underneath this, like, bridge, like, beside a river, and it was just, like, awkward and weird, and, like, teeth clunking, and, like, you know, just weird.
Oh, yeah,
like,
the first
awkward,
time is never, like, what am I doing?
It was, like, awkward teeth clunking, and, like,
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Yeah,
where
I didn't
do
know
they
what,
go?
Where do I put? Yeah, that was, yeah, it was
interesting. The tongue will stay.
Does it
it'll
go,
stay here?
Where do I put my lips? And yeah. Yeah. Yeah, first kiss and first makeout. Yeah. What about you, Brooke? What was your first kiss like?
Because I got... it was the start of second year, and I had the Heidi Chronicles also.
Ah.
I was with Shalice. Yeah. And I'm not going to lie, I might have had a little schoolboy crush on her at that point, so it was really exciting for Brooke. Yes.
and this other person, who will go unnamed, I was leaving class. And I was getting a ride home from my dad, so I was walking out to the parking lot, and she's like, "Oh, I'll walk you." And so we're walking, we're sort of making small talk. I have no idea what's going on, of course. I'm a guy.
Right, yeah.
And so we get to, like, the door to go out to the parking lot, and she says, "So, Brooke, how do you feel about girls making the first move?" And me, being the suave Casanova that I am, I believe my response was, "I don't know, why?" And she, like gets this grip on my shoulder, like, swings herself around me, and there was definite face-to-face contact. I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
And so, she did it pretty quickly. So I was really shocked. And my gut reaction was to, like purse my lips closed.
Yeah.
And, like, clench. And it was just a reflex.
Yeah.
But she had her mouth open, too. So it was, like, this, suction. Yeah. Because I, like, accidentally, like, made duck lips, and then she just, like, sucked on them for, like, a second. I'm like, oh, okay, all right, that's...
Oh, it's happening.
And again, being the suave Casanova that I am, my response was, oh, that's clearer. And then nothing ever came of that.
Yeah.
So, that was perfect.
That was that. Interesting.
That's a good time.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
And I don't want to cast aspersions on this person at all. Like, it was just... Your first kiss is always going to be awkward,
yes,
no matter who it is.
Like, yeah.
And I just wasn't interested in her in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just unfortunate.
That's fun.
Right. I believe it's my question now.
Yeah. After we've all answered my question.
I know. That's always a good story,
too. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Brooke's turn. Brooke got a 6 and a 2.
All right. Can you do any accents other than your own?
Oh.
Demonstrate.
Oh, if I have to. I always love doing this because it's not like some people say when you're doing impressions or accents, you have to be able to get right into it or you can't really do it. I have a sentence to get into each of mine. So, like, with Australian, it's had you lot to get in and...
Yeah, to get into
and
the
then
mindset.
I'll just,
yeah,
I'll just talk like this for about an hour. I'm not familiar with the curriculum on how to teach it, but... Or with Boston, it's, oh, fuck yeah. That, so fucking good.
That's your go-to sentence.
Harder! Harder! It's a Boston girl having an orgasm. this is sort of an impression and a voice, but like with the dad from Bearskin.
Yeah.
It was
Mantle Tales of the Brothers.
It was British, but also like an Argus Filch impression,
yeah.
Sort of. Or inspired.
It was inspired by, yeah.
Yeah. So the sentence was, when my daughters hear what you've done for me, they won't dare refuse you. You do in truth look a little strange, but she will soon put you in rights again. That means there's a student out of bed. Still hot. That means there's a student out of bed. And I wanted to work in a Scottish accent to that show.
Oh, we
but...
are in trouble, aren't we?
Yeah. I can't think of another thing that guy's been in.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I actually have no idea what else he's in.
Yeah. Oh, and a fun thing, like, when I try to do Southern, my high Southern kind of sounds like Seth Galifianakis. So you get into a situation where it's like, now we can do this the easy way or the hard way, but it's when I try to do deep, it sounds like a shitty Bill Clinton. So like, now we can do this the easy way or the hard way.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
But when I try to do Bill Clinton, it sounds like Rick Grimes doing a Herschel impression. When you go outside the walls, you risk your life.
Shane.
It's too late. The damage is done.
My wife and boy.
Yeah, those are some accents and voices I can do. Yeah, so...
That's good, man.
That was... Wow, that passed really quickly.
Yeah.
As I've said before, but that was a lot of fun. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
We'll definitely have you on again.
Awesome.
At some point in the future. As our publicist.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Blah, blah, blah.
That turned into dubstep, and I don't know why. Thank you, audience, for joining us. I pointed at the mic.
Listeners.
Because you guys can see me.
You're here.
Listeners.
Yep.
And
the
remember.
Secret passphrase.
Oh, no!
We didn't even.
I forgot it!
I did too. But right now, the secret passphrase is.
Headdress.
Headdress?
Headdress.
Okay. The secret passphrase is headdress.
Email that to Brittany at chimeratheater.com. That is Brittany at chimeratheater.com.
That's right.
And remember, until next time,
practice makes perfect, and Chimera makes podcasts. That's our slogan.
Nice. Yeah. I like it.
We kind of say it every time now.
Woo! I like it.